We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler, and welcome into the Winklerverse, an impromptu Monday recording, as the Packers have made a bunch of moves. I have had to move as well. If you're on the Dan Shaney YouTube, I'm on the backup laptop, and I am now sitting on my basement floor because my quote-unquote studio is over there, and the internet doesn't pick up as well over there. So I'm sitting directly under the router, but we're going to spruce it up. Four-time Super Bowl for now. Let's make that five. Jesus Christ. There's way too many people watching this. Okay. And here. Put that on top. That'll look good. All right. All right. This is the studio. Okay. Big day for the Packers today, obviously, with the moves that they have made and the moves that they have made that you don't like. There were some signings. There were some releasings. There were some people being formed that they were going to be released. So a very adventurous day. The Packers do get Josh Jacobs from the Raiders, and they do get Xavier McKinney from the Giants. That is a very good day. That is a very good day. They also, though, told David Bakhtiari, so long, bye. And they told Aaron Jones, see you later. So that is a roller coaster of a day. I think a lot of people are trying to deal with all of their emotions as things have happened quite quickly and quite ferociously. I'll start with the good. Josh Jacobs is a good running back. Josh Jacobs, I am happy that he is on the team. I really liked him in Las Vegas. Obviously, he went to Alabama. No Alabama Crimson Tide alumni has ever scored in a Super Bowl. That could change here. That could finally change if the Packers make a Super Bowl. We thought we were getting Josh Jacobs and Aaron Jones together. And I think for some people, the fact that Aaron Jones is currently not a Packer is going to be what is tainting the Josh Jacobs deal, although it shouldn't be tainted. I don't think the Josh Jacobs deal should be tainted. Josh Jacobs is very good. If the Packers just go in with Josh Jacobs and, let's say, a rookie running back and, I don't know, Emmanuel Wilson or something, I think that's still a very good backfield for them. Josh Jacobs is, I mean, he can do a lot of the things that A.J. Dillon can't, with all due respect. And I think he's a really good back. So Josh Jacobs, Packers running back, I like the sound of that. Now, it would have been great to see him and Aaron Jones in a backfield together. That may not be the case anymore because of Aaron Jones being informed that he's going to be released. Now, will he explore a little bit? Will he explore a little bit and then possibly come back to Green Bay? Possible. Still possible, according to some of the tweets that I've seen, still possible. But I would start to brace that Aaron Jones is not going to be back. I still haven't seen the number on Jacobs. Every contract today so far, and we're recording this just after 3 o'clock Central Time, every contract so far has been announced with the money. And this one, for whatever reason, not being announced with the money. So either it's a lot or it's not much at all, and it's embarrassing. But he was going to get like a handful of people or a handful of money from the Raiders, and he took the Packers offer instead. So obviously it was enough money to want to come to Green Bay instead of staying with the Raiders. So I'm very interested to see what the number is. And Aaron Jones was due to make, what, $12 million? And so the Packers are releasing him off of that. And very curious to see what the contracts are going to look like. If anybody has seen that or knows, do tell. So that, I think, is something that I wish could be in a vacuum, but is not in a vacuum. Tim, just join. Stop flirting with me on your separate accounts. Just join the show. God, the link's there. No one cares where you are going. Tim's going to come in here with news, and no one's going to care. Tim Shea. Tim Shea also at 2:40. When did the Josh Jacobs news come down? 1 o'clock? Tim sends me an the alert emoji, like the hockey lamp. And I go, what? He goes, Josh Jacobs. Come on, Shay. All right. So I think that you have to look at these. Well, I think you do look at them together because the Packers backfield. And for a while, for a good hour, we thought we were going to have both. And we don't. I still think at the end of the day, having Josh Jacobs as your lead running back is good. Now, this last year with Vegas, it was a little down for him. He wasn't as good as he was possibly the year before. But I do think that in this offense, it's good protection. He's a good bruiser. He can catch just like Aaron Jones. I mean, there's a lot that he could do that Aaron Jones did. It's just that Aaron Jones was the locker room leader. All right? And we all like Aaron Jones. We all like Aaron Jones. Now, the way that some people were acting online, quick emotions, Aaron Jones at last check is no longer a Green Bay Packer. But at last check, he is still a living, breathing human. I don't know that we needed to eulogize this man. But, I mean, yes, very, very, very fond of Aaron Jones. I put a tweet out there earlier, very sad to see Aaron Jones gone and very sad to see David Bakhtiari gone. But also, the Super Bowl rings on their fingers must have fallen off. We need to get back to a Super Bowl in the worst way. We need to get back to a Super Bowl in the worst way. And I think some of these moves today and spending in free agency, which we still look at the Packers like it's just something that they never do. We still look at the Packers like it's just something, oh, spending money is something they never do. And a lot of people were mentioning today, oh, don't worry about it. Why even care? Packers aren't going to do anything. You know, they're just close your websites down. Goody's different. Goody's done this before. He did this with the Smith brothers that one day. I think what's so interesting to see is we're giving money to guys at positions that we normally don't do. And if you look at the McKinney contract, what is it, 4 for $68? That's a lot of money for a safety. 25 of that coming in year one. That's a lot of money for a safety. Now, he's still a very young dude. And I think part of this whole roster finagleman today is that the Packers are getting younger. So he's still a very young guy at 24. And it's kind of interesting that the Giants just let him go and let him walk. So I'm not sure what the basis for that was, but this is a guy who's going to come in and make an impact at a position where they sorely need it. Darnell Savage, nobody's saying they're sad about that, but Darnell Savage is going to Jacksonville, I think, for a lot less. So I think for a lot less than maybe 3 for $30, I thought I saw. So he's going for a lot less there. If you want to join, links on Twitter, links in the YouTube. just reacting to everything that's happening with the Green Bay Packers today. Josh Jacobs is in. Aaron Jones is out. David Bakhtiari is out. And Xavier McKinney is in. So busy day for Brian Gutekunst. Really, again, the safety is interesting. And then the running back, which is a swirling market, that the Packers look like, okay, they're just going to keep Aaron Jones and go ahead with maybe a running back or whoever in the draft. To get Josh Jacobs was a bit of a surprise. I saw the announcement when it was first announced on the NFL Network with Rappaport, and everyone's like, Packers, running back? How dare they do such a thing? But they must have thought that the number either was too high for Jacobs or for Jones, and that Jacobs is somebody that they would rather have. So very interesting, certainly, to see this all play out the way that it did. Some of you commenting online want to hear from you guys. Todd asks, is there going to be a linebacker next, or are we done making moves? Devondre Campbell is another guy who is going to be released, so they could still add there. Stalus Tom wants to know if we're in paper champs territory. Possibly. We don't do this a lot on this day, which is what everybody was warning you about, but I think it's good. I think you're getting guys at positions that you needed help at. Now, there's a lot of running backs in the draft, I think, but Josh Jacobs still very young as well. I'm really high on Josh Jacobs. I know that, you know, it didn't go as well for him this year with the Raiders, but they stink. So I think that coming into Green Bay, you know, it's clearly there's somewhat of a shift. I mean, and Aaron Jones too, although Josh Jacobs, I think since 2019, they played the same amount of games. Maybe they were worried about Aaron Jones' durability. He is a little older than Josh Jacobs, so maybe there's some of that to it as well. But I still like, I know it's very hard from a fan perspective to get rid of Aaron Jones and to get Josh Jacobs. I know that that's hard. I think from a football perspective, I don't think, well, the Packers hopefully don't, like, hopefully they look at this as an improvement, but I don't think it's worse. I don't think that they're any worse than they would have been without this. Xavier McKinney, excited about that. Excited to see a real bona fide safety back there. Look, there were a lot of teams that wanted him. So the market dictates what the contract is. And the Packers paid him a lot of money, but this is something that we've always wanted them to do. So I'm happy that they got a safety that's legit. I'm happy, too, that, like, they got a running back that's good. I saw some people putting Zach Moss here. If we ended up with Zach Moss, I need a little more than that. So to see Josh Jacobs, very happy about that.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Cone Roller is here. Cone, good to see you. What's up, buddy?
Just a tough loss for the Badgers against Purdue yesterday.
Hey, I watched majority of that game.
Frustrating game, came down to it. But overall, I think this is a net positive day for the Packers. They got better.
For the Packers?
Yeah, they got better overall.
Yeah, I think they did too. Are you sad about either Bakhtiari or Jones? How is Owner Aller dealing with all of this from your bag?
sad about David Bakhtiari for sure. You know, Green Bay legend, number 69. Those jokes never get old. And then Aaron Jones hurts. I mean, he was clearly a leader on that offense. The team just played, you know, 10 times better when he was healthy. But that's a big if or big when he's healthy. And, you know, I don't blame the Packers for moving on. There's so many people saying like us fans don't know, guys, today this is a business. Yeah, no shit, we know. But it still sucks to see him go. So he'll be missed. But Josh Jacobs, I think, you know, you one guy leaves, you fill him in with the next guy. So I think Josh, I don't see a big step down in production there.
I'm not sure if it was multiple people trying to tell me this or if it was just one person trying to really hammer this point, but someone wanted to compare Aaron Jones leaving to Josh Hader being traded for the Brewers.
Way different.
And I'm like, and I'm thinking, we can't just look for comparisons for everything.
Also,
this is way different.
You could argue that Bakhtiari and Aaron Jones cost us a Super Bowl ring two separate times.
By being hurt?
Well, Bakhtiari being hurt against Tampa, and then Aaron Jones fucking up against 49ers in that snowy game. He got that wheel on the sideline and cut up. What was he doing?
You know, Bakhtiari's been here a long time. It is kind of like the same way I thought with Randall Cobb. It's like, oh, wow, they really never won a Super Bowl while in Green Bay. Because I know 2010, sometimes it seems like it was just the other day, and sometimes it seems like it was ages ago. But if you like see in that picture behind me how young Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews look, like think how few books Aaron Rodgers had read that he eventually ended up reading. Think of how little research this 26-year-old Aaron Rodgers had done.
Same as the Bergstrom ads going into Oshkosh. I'm like, who is that guy?
Oh, did you notice? When was the last time you drove up there?
It's probably been at least 6 months.
Okay, because it used to be all Favre. We're talking about the Bergstrom car ads on Highway 41 in the Fox Cities. It used to be Favre. And then it was Rodgers. Now it's like LaFleur, Love, another guy. Love doesn't even get the whole – he doesn't even get all the billboards.
Well, maybe once he gets his extension, the Bergstrom ads are part of it.
Bullshit, if you ask me. So good day. So I've been here for 10 minutes. I don't know if anything else has happened.
I also think the NFC North has gotten worse, which also helps us. I mean, the Vikings are completely out of contention for the division. I don't think the Bears are really serious this year. And then, you know, it's just going to be us and the Lions.
Yeah, the Lions will be good. The Bears,
we'll
see. Bears have no market for Justin Fields now.
Mm-hmm.
Being a Steeler and Kirk going to the
what about Las Vegas maybe as the last option? I don't know.
Yeah, but I guess their offensive coordinator is the old Bears offensive coordinator. So either that's a positive or a negative.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. I don't know how that's going to play.
Probably a negative.
But I didn't think the Vikings either work. And they're signing a bunch of dudes yet. Like, signed a linebacker.
I'm hearing they could bring in Sam Darnold. That's the name that's being floated around on X, which is just kind of funny. And then maybe draft J.J. McCarthy. I know their GM has a big boner for J.J. McCarthy. So,
yeah, J.J. McCarthy or Gardner Minshew or, you know, fill in the blank on any of these, like, veteran guys. The Sean O'Connell is making his presence known. Always good to have you two together. What's up, Sean?
Yes, speaking of boners.
Oh, YouTube censors cut us off.
Oh.
No, what did you say? I missed it.
I said, speaking of boners. Is this thing on? Jesus Christ.
Speaking of boner. Where's the punchline?
Cone had just said that the Vikings GM had a boner for J.J. McCarthy.
It sounds like a Rami stand-up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, Robbie.
Why are people leaving to be the headliner?
Yeah, Robbie stand. Oh my God, Robbie at a stand-up show. He got friggin' 20-year-olds, unironically complaining, who are having their parents pay their college tuition, unironically complaining about rich people and how dumb they are. Yeah, I love Rami's. I went to one of his open mics one night a couple of years ago, and you know, I'd like to punch myself right in the balls for doing that. In fact, I will. Yep. There you go.
What do you think about the Packers' moves?
I'm very excited, Bart Winkler. Very excited. I am also with Cone. A little bit of, you know, I don't like seeing AJ go. Hopefully, maybe there's an outside chance they bring it back for cheap. But that does hurt the old heartstrings. But I think it is a net positive, particularly. I also agree with Cone. Cone is a very wise gentleman. NFC North is getting weaker. The only thing the Bears did sign Swift. They made another addition, which on paper looks good, but it is the Bears, so it'll probably not work out in some way, shape, or form. The Bakhtiari thing, I would say if there is any kind of comparison at all, it's more Kenny Rutgers-ish at the end, maybe. I don't know. What do you think about that, Cone Roller? Maybe a Kenny Rutgers
ending? That might be before my time.
God, you know, whenever it. I still see, he's one of those guys, like, I still see a guy wearing 75. Even when Bulaga was here, I just always think it's Ken Rutgers. There's a lot of guys like that. Like, 96, I still think Sean Jones. 80, I think, of future Packer Hall of Famer Justin Perillo. There's a number going around, it looks like. At least AJ is chiming in with this. 4 for 48 for Josh Jacobs.
Oh, wow.
Is that confirmed anywhere?
Yeah, by AJ in the comments.
So do you think that the Packers are valuing what might be an availability potential for Josh Jacobs here higher than what we have seen in recent seasons for Aaron Jones? Do you think that's the dynamic that's the most important to them right now?
That number is being reported by Jordan Schultz, which I cannot confirm.
He's been pretty spot on today. Oh, yeah, that's right. He the guy that was talking about Aaron Rodgers to the Titans? Was that that guy?
No, was that Evan Massey?
Oh, that was Evan Massey.
No, that was a different guy. That was... Sources tell me that he wants. What was that guy's name?
I thought that was Jordan Schultz, but maybe not. I don't know.
No, I forgot.
There's too
what
many.
What was that guy's name?
Too many aggregators these days.
There are too many aggregators, for sure. No, I think. Joe. I mean, maybe this is just an age thing. Like, if they gave a 4-year contract to Aaron Jones, that's going to go through the 30, 31, 32, 33. All right. And then with Josh Jacobs being out there, he's 26. I think that the overarching sense that I'm getting from fans today is people are really sad. They spent a lot of money on a safety. They spent money in free agency on day one. Normally this is like, yeah, you know, you guys would have killed for this. They got a running back who's very good. They got a safety who's very good. They got rid of some dead weight, let's say. But I know people love Aaron Jones. I love Aaron Jones. But people must have loved him a lot more than I bargained for.
I think it's heart versus head, you know. The heart is sad because of Aaron Jones, but overall, I mean, you look at it on paper, the Packers got better. There's no denying that.
I just like people are taking this day. And they're worried about him being a locker room leader. They're worried. They will overcome whatever. And the Green Bay Packers by August will be able to overcome, you know, whatever Aaron Jones provided, and I'm not dismissing it. What I'm saying is some of you guys might be overdoing it.
Well, we did hear from some that Matt LaFleur lost the locker room last year. Did Aaron Jones help keep the locker room?
Now, from a football standpoint, Jordan Love was a lot better when Aaron Jones was on the field.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true.
So that helped. Cone Rollers here, the Sean O'Connell. We're brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. Happy Place Hemp. Promo code is BART for 25% off every order. If you're having a hard time with all these emotions, you might just need to chill a little bit. Take one of those gummies. You can get them with THC, without THC, depending on what you're looking for. They also have seltzer now, thanks to our good buddies at 1840 Brewing. They've partnered up. You can order this all online at happyplacehemp.com. 25% off every order. Every time you go to happyplacehemp.com. Every time. They ship it to you. Every time. Promo code BART for 25% off. Paul Immig is joining the show.
Mr. Immig.
Cone, Sean, Paul. Sean is starstruck.
As he should be. What a celebrity sighting. My goodness.
I remember the day.
That's a good callback. Hi, Cone. It's good to see you.
You too, Paul. You too.
Kind of.
So I think my main takeaway right now, Paul, is that the Packers got better, but everyone is sad because Aaron Jones apparently.
Well, okay. So I should say real quick, did you see the Josh Jacobs contract numbers?
Yeah, 4 for $48 million.
I mean, obviously that's fake money. Like, it'll end up being, I don't know. I would guess $18 million guaranteed of that 48. That's typically about the percent of that. And also,
still running backs, we thought the market was dead, but Saquon got more than he would have on a tag. Josh Jacobs, this is getting more than he would have on a tag. So,
well,
for some of these guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's always going to be a short-term investment. Like I said to you and Grant earlier in the text message, Colby Parkinson, tight end, is getting as much as some of the running backs. Like, in terms of real dollars, not these fake 4 for $48 million type things, which are great. Like, the agent wants you to hear it's 4 for $48 million, and so Pelissero and others are correct in reporting that. That is the number, but it's not the real money. So, you know, it's probably going to be like one of those 2 years, 18 guaranteed, and after that, it's all fun money that's not really there. The other thing, you talked about getting better. For those who like Pro Football Focus, I think it's not a great tool for evaluating quarterbacks. I do like it for the trenches and also some like defensive back stuff. And your boy, Steve Palazzolo, you've had him on, right, Bart? Have you ever had Steve on?
Yeah, he's friend of the show.
Okay. New Packers safety Xavier McKinney has the number one PFF coverage grade when lined up at free safety since he entered the league. I am not the one to have on here to be sentimental about Aaron Jones because I'm a bit of a robot when it comes to like the sentimental aspects of players coming and going. Like, I'm like, okay, what's next? So Aaron Jones was a great Packer. I don't know if you've yet had the discussion about where he ranks in Packers all-time running back lists. Has that happened yet?
No.
Would you like to go down that rabbit hole? Because I know you're really excited about that. If I learned anything earlier today.
No, we can save that for our conversation later in the week.
That sounds good. I know you and Grant will strongly disagree, so there's a tease for later in the week. Xavier McKinney, like, Josh Jacobs is the guy we all know because we play fantasy football, because running backs are more of quote-unquote stars. Xavier McKinney, to trade Darnell Savage for Xavier McKinney is ridiculous, and it's a huge upgrade. So even if you're sentimental about trading Aaron Jones for Josh Jacobs, the defensive backfield got like so much better. I really can't believe that they paid. Was it four? I know, again, this is fake money, but like, was it 4 and 64 or was it 4 and 76 for McKinney?
68.
Oh, right in the middle. All right, cool. I mean, it's a lot. Like, it's a lot of money for a safety, but from all accounts of what Halfley's defense needs, it's literally what Xavier McKinney is as a football player to a T. Like, this is what Halfley's defense needs. So yes, Aaron Jones was a great ambassador for the team when he was healthy. He was very good, But the Packers, in their trades today of Aaron Jones for Josh Jacobs and Darnell Savage for Xavier McKinney, the Packers got quite a bit better, in my estimation.
And there's still, you know, the draft coming up, and we'll see, you know, maybe they bring in another veteran running back. I don't think that A.J. Dillon is coming back. Somebody said, does this mean Dillon's back if Jones is gone? I think the Packers are good on what they've got from Dillon. And if Dillon was coming back, I don't think they would have got Josh Jacobs. You know, Josh Jacobs, in those, like, third and two situations, he will get you at least 1 yard. Like, he won't lose 2 yards that Dillon did sometimes. So we'll at least get a little closer to make it fourth and one. But he'll probably get you the first down. I know that if you look at his numbers last year and, like, from a fantasy standpoint, oh, he's not scoring as much. But he's a younger running back. He's 26. I think this is a good move for him. I think if you're going to lose Aaron Jones, like, the next best guy you can get is Jacobs. I would have been cool with Saquon.
That would have been really cool.
That would have been cool. Tony Pollard, I wasn't interested in. He went to the Titans. Now you're seeing, like, Devin Singletary just signed with the Giants.
Yeah.
That's not going to be good. That's my hot take. The Giants, Brian Daboll will be the first coach fired this year.
I heard that.
Yeah, that's my take. I brought that to a national perspective. If you're just joining, I have a CBS sports show. You can hear me tonight talk about many things, including how the Falcons did not want to pay $200 million to Lamar Jackson, but are paying $180 million to Kirk Cousins.
Yeah,
I think a lot of the show is going to be about that tonight on your local affiliates in the Odyssey.
Any Mike Tyson topics?
I think we Mike Tysoned as much as we could Mike Tyson.
You might have some might say you over Mike Tysoned.
We over Mike Tyson. No Mike Tyson.
All right. Gardner Minshew is a Raider.
Whoa. Really?
2 years, $25 million.
Good for him.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good deal.
Because they paid Wilkins a bunch of money on the D line.
Yep. They did.
So then Justin Fields is nowhere to go.
You would think wouldn't sign Minshew, have Aiden McConnell, and then still trade for Justin Fields unless you really want, like, a three-way competition for the starting. Like, you don't. Like, I don't know where he goes.
Maybe he can't stay in Chicago. They have to trade him because it will split that locker room.
Temporarily, your very strong take of, like, the one thing that won't happen is that Fields and Caleb Williams will be in the same locker room.
I yell at people for suggesting it.
I still think you're going to be right, but you might have to have, like, a defensive reactive thing ready for tonight in case people are like, I don't know if there's anywhere for Justin Fields to go, Bart. Now what?
Where does he go? Minnesota?
Minnesota? I mean,
Minnesota!
The best thing I've seen suggested for the Vikings other than that is Trey Lance. So, yeah, slim pickings perhaps.
All right, Bart.
If you're the Bears and you're out on Justin Fields, people are like, don't trade him in the division. He sucks. Then trade him in the division.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, well, we think Favre still has something in the tank, but we don't want him anymore. Or we think Aaron Rodgers can have a successful year, but we don't want him anymore. Like, if there's ever a time to trade someone in the division, it's now. The Vikings are going to start Jaren Hall otherwise.
They won't. I mean, they will do something.
Darnold will be there.
Darnold and J.J. McCarthy.
I saw someone earlier today said, J.J. McCarthy, you are a Minnesota Viking. Like, that feels accurate.
It's going to be Zach Wilson competing with Bo Nix.
Everyone check out Into the Winklerverse on Reddit. Great page.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Cone.
Bye, Cone.
I hope you heard that.
And yeah, everybody got big St. Patrick's Day plans?
No.
I treat every day like it's St. Patrick's Day.
So no, actually, Bart, I've since the first of the year, I've been on kind of a strict diet, and I'm down about 27 pounds. So, but it depends. I might I'm one reward meal a week. So here's the thing. You get 27 or 21 meals a week, Bart Winkler. Stay on the straight and narrow for 20 of them. Bam, give yourself whatever you want. So I think, yeah, I'll have some good corned beef and cabbage on Sunday. But you guys have a great St. Patrick's Day. May you both be in heaven a half hour before the devil knows you're dead, as they say. And as my grandfather Joe, well, he's probably looking up at us. He's in the hot place, I'm sure. But he always used to say, for those who love us, let them love us. But for those who do not love us, may the good Lord turn their hearts. And if he can't turn their hearts, may he turn their minds. And if he can't turn their minds, let the good Lord turn their ankles so we may know the bastards by their limps. Happy St. Patrick's Day, boys. Love you.
It's like the longest anecdote ever.
Can't quite fit that one neatly on like a single line. Yeah,
you can't quilt that one onto or crochet that one onto a quilt.
You can, like, because like that was like the unrefined version of Greg in Michigan, where like, all right, follow your dreams.
Yeah, who was watching before? I don't know if he's still here.
Greg in Michigan.
I think so. What will happen is there's an initial shock here about Aaron Jones being gone, and people are very sad. There's a Josh Jacobs. There's going to be a lot of, well, is he even better? You know, there's going to be a lot of that. And then there's going to be a lot of, because safeties aren't as, like, we know our safeties.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But we don't know, we don't really, when you watch football, there's a lot of guys that you're like, there's a lot of people finding out who Xavier McKinney is right now.
Yeah, for sure.
And then seeing like, oh my God, this much money for this guy. And it's only that because like, you don't know him, but
yeah,
I'm very satisfied with the day. And again, it's a kind of day that you just don't get a lot from the Packers. There's been days where they've made splashes. Like I said, the Smith brothers,
yep.
But they paid a safety, which feels rare. And then when's the last time that in free agency, they got a skill guy like this? I mean, maybe tight end? Terry Glenn?
Wow. Well, you consider,
where back are we going?
So we're considering safety as a skill position? I mean,
no, on the other side, running back.
Oh, running back. Yeah.
Like, when's the last time they signed? I mean, even like Alan Lazard was a practice squad guy that we didn't give him the 4-year, $40 million.
Yeah.
Contract.
It's a really good question. When is the last time they signed a skill position player? Mercedes Lewis. Wow.
I mean, when we signed Reggie Cobb in 1994?
Cedric Benson.
I was R.I.P.
Yes, R.I.P.
I was pumped for Ced Ben, yeah.
Yeah.
I was pumped for that.
Yeah.
So, very good day. You know, I will be talking the Packers a lot from a national perspective because
you should.
I think they definitely clash today. The biggest story, though, has to be what? Kirk?
Slash there not being a landing spot for Fields. An obvious landing spot for Fields. Yeah.
The amount of money that Kirk has parlayed, like,
unbelievable. I mean, that
one
is
the playoff win into.
And is his agent Mike McCartney, the guy that always gets the Mike McCarthy threats?
Yeah.
I think it is, right? Yeah.
Oh, my buddy Shobes. Jimmy Graham, you mentioned.
Jimmy Graham, which I remember there being a billboard in Milwaukee on 43. Please sign Jimmy Graham. And then, like, look, do you remember that? It was as you headed north. Yes. There was someone's going to hear this and say, like, oh, yeah, I remember the Jimmy Graham billboard. There was a solo Jimmy Graham signed, please sign Jimmy Graham billboard. And also, Bennett, Martellus Bennett. Right?
Ken is really anti Josh Jacobs in the comments.
Mm. Well, Bart, I would say
claims he dogged it in a contract year.
Well, I don't know about that. Bart, the Packers upgraded safety from McKinney over Darnell Savage. Mm-hmm. Or mm-hmm. Duh. Mm-hmm. My real question, and we can do this more later in the week, but the Packers are neutral at running back? Like, I don't – Like, I actually was looking up, like, how many games do you think Josh Jacobs has missed in his career?
No, I saw a tweet today that they've, since 2019, Jones and Jacobs have played. Oh, Ken says he's not anti? Well, then I'm totally reading you wrong. They played the same amount of games. They played like 73 games.
Oh, interesting. I did not see that. I was just looking up how many games he missed because, you know, it's always like selective viewing. You kind of see what you might confirm your own biases. But like, I think of Aaron Jones as being hurt at the wrong times and or fumbling at really the wrong times. Like, maybe this is a mean thing to remember a ambassador for the Packers with, but like, Aaron Jones had his worst games at the wrong times. Like, as much as I trusted Aaron Jones in the regular season, those there's two examples, obviously, of him not performing at his best in the playoffs. So, I mean, Bart, I think it's okay to say the Packers slightly downgraded at running back. Even if that's true, the safety upgrade is enormous, and they're not done. It's not going to be Josh Jacobs and Emmanuel Wilson at running back. Like,
so Jacobs was really good, or Jacobs Jones was really good down the stretch. Very good.
Yeah.
I mean, he was incredible down the stretch. Cut up the Niners, cut up the Cowboys. You know, we were all there.
Totally.
But what, just like I talk about with the draft, you look at Caleb Williams tape and you say, oh no, I didn't like how he, but you're not drafting that.
Right.
You're drafting what he's going to give you. I mean, you watch it to see what he does, but you want to see, are there things there that he can give? Like, you're not drafting what has already happened. And so for the Packers, maybe they think that they got the most out of Aaron Jones that they could.
And
Josh Jacobs has more to give.
I mean, for whether it's right or wrong, it's not like fans are going to have an emotional, they will have mostly, many of them, an emotional reaction. Like, you know, I saw people saying, like, how am I going to tell my kid that their favorite player is not on the team anymore? You know, like there are those moments for some people and even for their own emotional attachment to a player. This is Russ Ball. Like, he's just moving numbers around on a cap sheet, balancing that with the players that Gutekunst likes. How much does Gutekunst value that player? You know, the running back, like, what I think you'd be to talk about from a national perspective is like, was this a good offseason for running backs or a bad offseason for running backs? I would say it was bad. Some guys have gotten some good money, but like all in all, there, what, five or six of the best 12 running backs in the league were free agents, right? Like, give or take. I didn't do a top 12 list, but like,
well, Henry's not signed yet either, is he?
No. No, but I mean, like, several of the most prominent names in running backs are free agents. And meanwhile, like, guards are getting $100 million contracts. Safeties are getting $68 million contracts.
Yeah.
Who are the same age as several of the running backs who are available. So, like, if you're drafting a running back, it's like, I think it's more quantity than it is quality. Like, when
Devin Singletary is getting 3 for 17. So that's about 5.5 for a mid. And then Jacobs, if we put him towards the top, is getting 12.
Right.
That's still like the comparison that I always use. I'm sure you've heard me say it, is last year the Ravens signed 2 30-year-old free agents.
Mm-hmm.
One was Melvin Gordon, who got a 1-year deal for $3 million.
Yeah.
The other was Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah.
And neither of these guys really gave him that much, but he got 15.
Yeah.
So, and there were a lot of running backs and a lot of people needed them. And, you know, maybe you're bidding against each other. That's a good question. I will take that.
Yeah. I mean, and I say what I say, like, I think it's a bad offseason for running backs. Like, parents, don't let your kids grow up to be running backs. Like, if they're a really talented athlete, like, it's the wrong position to play if, you know, again, speaking monetarily and how you're going to maximize your future earnings. But, like, it's true. Like, no other position is going to have five of the top 12, let's call it, available at the same time because none of their teams want to give them $12 million for a year. It's just a really, really, I think this is a devalue. I mean, again, some guys got paid. Josh Jacobs got, what was his guarantee? Like 13 million or something. And Saquon got more than that. And Christian McCaffrey's not, well, I know Christian McCaffrey couldn't afford a Super Bowl suite, but other than that, he's doing just fine financially. They make good money, but it's still normal. Like other wide receivers, you're not going to see the wide receiver position have five of the top 12 guys, all free agents at the same time, because their team's like, nah, I'd rather save $1 million on our cap sheet, which is what the Packers did. I mean, I haven't, you know, the final numbers and how it's all going to be dead caps and whatever else aren't in yet. But by the way, the other thing I think that's worth mentioning, not that long ago, 2 years ago, the Packers would have been defined as like, hey, name five Packers: Rodgers, Devontae, Bakhtiari, Aaron Jones. Maybe you'd say like Za'Darius Smith or Adrian Amos or the face of the room is Mason Crosby. Is like, it's not, I mean, the look of this team, like the main guys you would talk about, has very quickly turned over, which it needed to, because I know Ryan Horvath would not like this being said, but the cap is not a myth. It is, as we've talked about, a credit card that you can keep spending if you want, but someday the bill will come due, and you can keep pushing it if you want and keep paying interest.
A lot of people lost their jobs the last couple of weeks here because the cap is not a myth.
Right. And so this is, yeah. So it's, yeah. So, but I mean, like, it just, when the Rodgers era ended, I mean, and even prior to that ending, like it's a drastically, drastically different and now even younger team. It's even younger now.
YouTube's doing this thing, or the StreamYard link on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, where it's the StreamYard is normally, I have a number up here that tells me how many people are watching YouTube live. Mm. But now it's just doing a running total of how many people have viewed it. So for a while, I thought we were talking to like thousands of people, but it's just different people at different. So I was all like,
how close are you to passing Shannon Sharp and Cat Williams?
We need to get John Cena naked on here.
Ah, yeah. But then you might get flagged then. So
did you see him at the Oscars?
I mean, I've seen the clips.
By the way, body, man, that guy's defined.
Real quick, go ahead. Yeah, you go for it.
No, Dave mentions, because we're trying to figure out where Aaron Jones is going to go. What if he goes to Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
You know who else is a free agent?
Who?
Jamal Williams.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Here's a comment from Micah. Why do I get Jordy for Jimmy Graham vibes with Jones for Jacobs?
I hope,
because
I hope
you don't. Are wrong.
Yeah.
Is it a Wisconsin thing or is it a fan thing? Like, today is a good day. But if you ask Packer fans, what's your lead emotion after getting a day that they've wanted for a long time? It's sadness about Aaron Jones.
What's the thing that they wanted for a long time? A safety?
A free agent day where we're involved?
Yeah. I mean,
right. I don't think this is just like the trade deadline. Like, I don't think we really care. I think we just like that moment.
Well,
The Packers. You know, yeah. I think we like that.
No, I think people become attached to players. Aaron Jones is as likable of a human that plays a sport as exists. I think that's fair to say. Bakhtiari is a huge personality. Now, he's not been playing in recent years, but for a lot of people, like, hey, name some Green Bay Packers. They'd say, okay, let me think. Aaron Jones, David Bakhtiari, you know, like they're early names that would come up in that type of game. The associative thing, like, oh, like who would it be? So I get that. That's not my personality, but it's okay to like a player and also.
Yeah.
Like, realize that this is all a spreadsheet. Like it or not, like, a lot of this is numbers on a page. And production.
Well, this is the same thing that happened with the Brewers, where they got Rhys Hoskins.
Yeah.
And then traded Corbin Burns.
Right. So there was that moment in time where you're like, Hoskins and Burns. Okay. And then like, oh, it's just Hoskins. Right. So like for those 3 hours today when we thought, oh, Jones. And I did too. Like, and I still think, and by the way, speaking of the Brewers, Aaron Jones could Brandon Woodruff himself. Hey, go explore the market. Oh, you didn't get the deal you thought you would? Come on back. Like, it's not, and I saw Tom Silverstein reported that earlier. I would say it's unlikely that Aaron Jones comes back, but it was unlikely that Brandon Woodruff came back. Like, if you want to go test the market and see what you're worth, cool. But that doesn't mean he's absolutely gone. But I would say that just Josh Jacobs is not enough for the running back room. And I could all but guarantee that Brian Gutekunst would agree with that. It's not like, cool, like Josh Jacobs and then like whoever. Like, no, like there's going to be your Zamir White to your Josh Jacobs. Like, that is what is going to happen. It hasn't happened yet because the offseason, like, literally just actually jump-started today. By the way, if this wasn't the kicker position, this would be a huge story. But did you see the Will Lutz thing?
Yeah, I wanted to bring that up to you. Two tweets I want to bring up to you. So, yeah. Remember, all of these are agreeing to terms. Nobody signed anything today. You can't do that till I think, Wednesday. Yep. Will Lutz was going to go to Jacksonville. He agreed to terms. And now he's going back to Denver. So maybe they threw more money at him. Like, that can still happen.
Yep.
I don't think we need to worry about that in either case. But here's a tweet from Spotrac. March of 2021, and this goes back to your conversation. March of 2021, the Green Bay Packers signed Aaron Jones, a four-year deal worth $48 million.
Yep.
$13 million guaranteed.
Yep.
This March, Josh Jacobs signs a four-year deal worth $48 million, $12.5 guaranteed.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's the same.
Yeah. And actually, it's less because the cap is bigger now. So
yeah.
It's the same dollars, but percentage-wise, it's less. Yeah. Yep. I think, you know, at this point, I would, like, not that long ago, earlier today, I would have said it's going to be Aaron Jones and Josh Jacobs together. So I admit that is definitely what I thought would happen. Like I said, it could still happen. I think the most likely thing is now is that they draft a running back in the third and sixth rounds, add that to the room with Jacobs, and that's your group.
And Jeffrey's right. Both were 26 when they signed. So the Packers are clearly looking at the age as a number here. Corey says, glad I don't have to pay attention to Box Twitter ever again. Trying to be somewhere between Rodgers and J.J. Watt.
Bach. I was like, the Box Twitter. What's Bach? Like B-O-X. Oh, Bach. Bach Tiari.
Yeah. I mean, are we – like, a lot of the sadness is for Aaron Jones, but with David Bakhtiari, and he did get hurt, and it probably cost them a Super Bowl.
I'm fine with arguing that it did.
But I'm not sad. I think I played one game. There was a lot of drama attached with Bakhtiari.
That game he played against the Bears in week one, and then all of this past season, the 2023 season, the game that Bakhtiari had, and then the social media stuff he did afterward. Remember those moments, shall we? Right? Like, that was elite left tackle play. And this was I was covering the team when they drafted Bakhtiari, and so I know the story quite well, but it's not that you had to be in that situation to know this, but like, they drafted Bakhtiari in the fourth round from a 1-11 Colorado Buffaloes team. Like, that Colorado team was so, so bad. Bakhtiari became, I don't even know if it's arguable, like the best tackle in Packers history, offensive tackle. And that injury destroyed and by the way, that's another reason why, and I know like Scott Boras in baseball and others in foot, like agents would disagree with this, but Bakhtiari, if he would have waited, like how many days passed between him signing that mega extension 3 years ago and then his practice injury? It wasn't long. It was like a month and a half. So like, if you have an offer on the table, future football players, current football players, and you're like, that's a little bit light. I'd like 2% more than that before I sign. You might hurt your knee in practice and never play the same again. So like, sign it. Like, I just can't believe that some people would take that risk of like, oh man, if I could only get this small percentage more, and that I want to be the highest paid in the history of the position, which by the way, Bakhtiari was for like 2 weeks, and then Laremy Tunsil, I think, out earned him or whatever. But
Leonard Floyd to the Niners.
Yeah, that's whatever. I mean,
so a lot of people are tweeting that the Niners defense is the Avengers.
Collecting them all.
I mean, whatever. All right, so Xavier McKinney, great.
Great.
That looked like it was going to be, okay, Packers are in the mix, you know, Goody in the mix, and then he goes somewhere else, but he chose Green Bay. Love that. And then Josh Jacobs, I think, I don't even know that it's necessarily, like, we're looking at, so 2 years ago, he scored 12 touchdowns at 1,600 yards.
Yeah, and by the way,
he ran for 805 yards in a, I mean, you guys watch the Raiders.
Yeah.
They fired their coach.
Yeah. By the way, the numbers just came in officially. Palacero had it. 12.5, so this is for Josh Jacobs, $12.5 million signing bonus, 14.8 total in year one. So essentially it's 14.8 million. Green Bay, Palacero adds, Green Bay doesn't guarantee future salaries. So a very strong deal for the 2022 NFL rushing champ. This is a one-year, $14.8 million deal with team options.
Yeah, there's, I mean, he's probably not.
Which is why, this kind of further clarifies, they're going to draft at least one. I would argue they're going to draft two. They're going to do the Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams thing in this draft, and that'll be your new running back room.
All right, Ken, I don't know what is going on. I just see a lot of people in the comments yelling at Ken, who has now tweeted, AJ was the driving force of our offense last season.
I mean, things did change when Aaron Jones came back.
Okay, I thought he meant Aaron, AJ Dillon.
Oh, I think he means Aaron Jones.
Yeah, nobody's, don't call Aaron Jones AJ. you can't do that.
I think if you didn't have an AJ.
Are we calling AJ Dillon AD? Stop calling him AJ, Ken. That doesn't work.
You're confusing the masses.
We have an AJ. Nobody Dillon has called Aaron Jones AJ the entire 8 years he was here. And don't start it when we have an AJ or there's another one to talk about. Do you like my background, by the way?
Mm-hmm. It starts coming along. Or just this is the same spot.
I'm sitting down on the floor.
Oh, is that one? Man.
Well, on the internet, still dick.
It's been better, but yeah, you've cut out a couple times.
This computer they gave me is bad. Well, I shouldn't have punched my other one. That's where this starts.
Maybe we should take some personal accountability here. Wouldn't be the worst idea, right?
All right, so we will reconvene later this week.
I'm looking forward to it because, yeah, spoiler alert, Bart and Grant don't agree on much of what's happened today. So it should be fun.
We just have different opinions on how good Josh Jacobs is.
Strongly different opinions.
I believe Grant called him mid.
He did.
And a rotational back.
And I think did he use the word decent at one point?
I don't know.
Yeah. So.
I do not foresee me doing a show on Tuesday now.
This was the time to do it.
Yeah. I don't know what to talk about now tomorrow.
Well,
if it's 2 o'clock tomorrow and you're jonesing for some Winkler, go listen to the podcast of the CBS show.
Do that. Do that.
All right. Good day. The reason I waited so long, you may have thought, if Bart's going to go live, why didn't he go live after Josh Jacobs? Because as an owner, I had an in that we were going to sign McKinney.
Mm-hmm. You so know,
people ask, "What's your dividend? How much do you get paid?" And I shouldn't even be announcing this because it's part of the bylaws. But just to clue you, and I know it's just us here. When you're an owner and these kind of moves happen, you get like we get the we get an email.
Mm-hmm.
And then owners, let me check, her name was Kathy in De Pere. Oh, she was pissed when she found out Aaron Jones was leaving. She hits Kathy.
By the way, you might have just had a really good bit there, but you cut out. So this might be the good sign to call it.
I can't. Who knew that punching a laptop would cause this much strife in my life?
Hmm. I mean, yeah.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye.
Thanks for being here, everybody.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.